Well, that is a song from the popular production of Crazy for You, and you're in luck because there's a local production of this coming to a stage near you from Showtime Theater Company. We've got some of the actors in here to tell us more about it. It's 8:10 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 51 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
As always, we welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Siri, you can always bank on her for saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, so I appreciate it. All right, but I was surrounded by folks who know how to pivot and know how to improvise, and that makes them so talented. The folks from Showtime Theater Company, again, are bringing to you Crazy for You. It is going to happen at Sullivan Middle School, February the 2nd through the 5th. Go ahead and get your tickets now at showtimetheatercompany.com. So we have Carly, Robert, and Jennifer Reed joining us. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Okay, so Jen, let's start with you if we can. First of all, bring us up to speed about Showtime Theater.
Sure.
Your purpose, what you all do, kind of what your season looks like, and then we'll dive into this production.
Absolutely. So Showtime Theater Company, we are here in Rock Hill, and we actually have a rehearsal space now and a training space, Showtime Academy, right around the corner, and right here in downtown Rock Hill. So we're happy to be part of this little area. We are currently producing Crazy for You. It opens this week, so you definitely want to get your ticket. Crazy for You is George Gershwin music, so lots of classics. Someone to Watch Over Me, But Not for Me, A Nice Work If You Can Get It. A whole bunch of songs that people didn't even realize necessarily were George Gershwin have all been put together in this show. The show is fun and hijinks, sparkle and laughter. I mean, you have people from New York City collaborating with people in Dead Rock, Nevada to create a show to save a theater. So you've got Follies girls coming from New York City with their giant headdresses and their sparkly costumes that are trying to train some really lazy cowboys how to be in a show to save this theater. And of course, there's love stories and hijinks that goes along with that as well. Definitely worth seeing. Tap dancing, singing, all the fun things that you love about a classic musical.
It's like bundling everything you could possibly imagine that's incredible into one show.
It is. And it is comedy, too. Oh. I mean, it is just funny one-liners after one right after another. So it is so, so much fun. So if you've never seen the show, it's absolutely worth seeing. And these kids have taken on the full Broadway version of the show, and they're doing a fabulous job.
This was popular on Broadway in the 90s?
Yep, it came out in the 90s. Perfect. Yeah, but actually starred Jodie Benson, who is the voice of
the
Ariel.
Yeah.
So she was the leading lady when this first came out, and Miss Carly Hart is the leading lady in our production.
Wow. Well, let's introduce again these young actors, Carly and Robert. So the production takes place in the 30s and the 40s. So
yeah, mostly in the 30s. Yep.
Carly, what is that like? I mean, you're the generation of social media and technology going back in time to a place that doesn't even hardly exist. So talk a little bit about how do you approach that given your generation?
It's definitely very different because a lot of, like, the past roles I've had in general were, like, more modern, like, younger kids and stuff, and then now I'm just this grown woman from a long time ago. And, like, especially a lot of the lines, like, I had to look up. I was like, what does this mean? And because they're, like, words that aren't necessarily, like, used anymore, obviously. So it's definitely a lot different in that way.
Now, who do you play?
I play Polly Baker.
Okay, and she is a showgirl?
She is a cowgirl, technically, yeah. Oh, okay. She's like the owner of a few places in Dead Rock where the town is, and
she owns a theater, and the theater had died. It was a theater that was created when gold mining was happening in that area. Gold mining went away. The theater died. They turned it into the U.S. Post Office. So now she runs a post office out of the theater. But Robert's character is going to come to town and try to save the theater from foreclosure by putting on a show and bringing his friends from New York City from the Ziegfeld Follies, which in this show is called the Zangler Follies.
Okay.
So the Zangler Follies showgirls he's going to bring to town to try to help Polly save her theater.
Well, of course, we've got Bobby over here bringing the showgirls to town.
So are you a big city guy, Robert, that comes in to save the town?
Yes. I originally go to close the theater because I work for the bank in New York. And then once I get there, I meet Polly, and then I immediately fall in love. And I see her, and I'm like, well, this is a crazy theater. I can't let it close. And so I eventually work as hard as I can to help the theater so I can initially get the girl.
So what started out as the villain, right, to close down the bank and the post office and everything else in between, you said, no, I'm going to save it because I found love, hence the name Crazy For You.
And on top of that, he does all that while pretending to be a whole other character.
Wow.
I don't know how you guys do it. I think what's so special, though, about this Showtime, you're listening to music, going into characters, mm-hmm. as Lucas said. We can't even imagine what it's like in the 30s. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine what you guys leaving this production have learned from just the history of the play.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the costumes, like, what's that like? I mean, they wore a lot of, for the ladies, right, a lot of girdles and a lot of, like, over-the-top stuff, it seemed like.
Bustiers, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So you have to come see the casting.
Yeah.
So Miss Jan, who you are familiar with, Lucas, is our amazing set creator and painter. But she also has taken on the task of creating Follies headdresses. So very much styled after Ziegfeld Follies headdresses from the 1920s and actually 1910s on. And so they are giant headdresses. We have sparkly costumes hanging off of all of these high school girls and middle school girls so that they all look like they just stepped out of the 1920s and 30s with amazing sparkly costumes.
And for
Robert
the guys,
has to change. Yeah, so he's got to go suits, right? He's from New York City, so it's suits. But he's got to go from his Bobby suits to his Mr. Zangler suits, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He's got to play someone with a what accent? Where are you from?
Hungarian
accent. Oh. And his New York City accent, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So there's a lot of challenges in this one.
Okay, we'll put you on the spot. Can you do the New York accent and the Hungarian accent?
It was definitely hard.
Okay.
I cannot roll my R's, and that's been, like, a little difficult.
Okay.
Don't you worry, I can't either.
So give us your New York accent.
Oh, no.
Just anything.
Just say some of your lines to your mom.
Yeah.
Just do a line.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What are my lines?
Just say it's a pretty day here in New York, and I can't wait to see my lady.
It's a pretty day here in New York, and I'm pretty excited to see my lady.
Good. Okay, and then welcome to Dead Rock Nevada.
Oh, no. This is Dead Rock Nevada, yeah?
That's really good.
Good transition.
That was good. I like that one. That's for sure.
It's definitely difficult. But another character, Parker, he plays the Hungarian guy that I'm impersonating, and he's flawless at the accent. And so I'll, like, run up to him and be like, hey, say this line really fast.
Tell me how to,
like,
say this.
Yeah, I'll, like, no, say it again. Okay, and then I'll write the, like, phonetic writing in my script. But it's a challenge, but it's a lot of fun.
Now, do you guys hope, as you eventually graduate, is this something theater that you hope to pursue in your careers?
I really enjoy teaching it. I don't know if it's, like, the role for me to, like, continue acting in it.
Sure.
But I really, really do enjoy helping, like, others do it, and I think that's a really fun way to go. So I might not be the one on the stage, but it'll be a lot of fun to, like, see if I can be the one putting it on.
Wow. And Carly, what about you?
I think I definitely love it now while I, like, have the chance to be in the shows as well. And maybe, like, when I'm older, I can, like, help, like, intern or something and help out here. But I, like, we'll probably still do theater stuff as much as I can.
So, Jen, this is your middle and high school production. Mm-hmm. You do one for younger kids as well. I know that's coming up.
It is. That will be Moana Jr. at the very end of April.
Oh, my goodness. And then in the summer,
we're doing Matilda, and the Broadway version of Matilda.
And that's all?
All ages.
Okay,
so we've got young kids through adults in Matilda. It's going to be really, really fun.
And this is your ninth season at Showtime?
This is our ninth season.
Wow. So in the fall, you
we'll kick off our season 10.
So you announce what productions you're doing. You hold auditions. And in the fall through this time, we fine-tune everything.
Okay. Yeah, so in the fall, we start rehearsals for the middle school, high school show and for the elementary school show so that we can perform the middle school, high school in the winter, the elementary show in the spring. And then in the fall, winter time is when we do auditions for the summer show. Okay. Pick that up right after Crazy For You.
Boy, Jen, I don't know how you do it, but your passion, just you feel her energy. And it's such a great cast that we have here. I wish you all such luck.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Can you say
definitely
break
come out to see it. Yes,
you can't.
Okay, that's always taboo. I know.
Right.
It's Showtime Theater presents Crazy For You, the Gershwin musical comedy. And if this is any indication, we have smiled this entire interview. So I can only imagine what the production is like. It is February the 2nd through the 5th at Sullivan Middle School right here in Rock Hill. Check out Showtime Theater, and theater is spelled with an RECompany.com. ShowtimeTheaterCompany.com to get tickets and more information. It's called Crazy for You. Go and support these talented middle and high school students. They work very, very hard.
And I promise you will forget they are middle school and high school when you see this production.
So
they
well are done. Awesome. Well, we, of course, Showtime Theater is a gem in our community, and we appreciate all the hard work and the productions you do bring
Thank
to
you.
Our stage. And good luck. We appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Y'all will be fantastic.